This poem is based on an advertisement which appeared in the local Meath newspaper the same week as it reported on the Easter Rising 1916. Escape at Easter. Strayed from the lands of Galboys town, a black-faced, horny ewe and lamb. Any information regarding same will be thankfully received by the owner, William J. Gavigan, Clonmellon, or by the RIC, Serapstown. Meath Chronicle, 29th of April, 1916. Sold into bondage, I feigned friendship with the mocking native aristocracy. Fine-wooled, fat on Leinster's humdrum grass. Looking down their long, clean noses, they knew nothing of our agility, our cunning, and the range of our palate. Clonmellon was a foreign country, its rich farms, small provinces in the great Midland agricultural empire. I longed for the rough pastures of the Ox Mountains, but resolutely waited for the right moment to strike for freedom. Knowing the Gavigans would be absent all week, fairy house and spring show, I took my black-faced lamb and left on Easter Monday. At first, we moved only by night, but soon realized that was unnecessary. No one talked of anything except the fuss in Dublin, so we could trot openly by daylight without attracting undue attention. Even the RIC, usually so vigilant after straying stock, ignored us, on edge, wondering which neighbour was hiding a gun, and which of those who left for Dublin at Easter had gone for horse racing or for revolution. Yesterday we crossed the Shannon, met stolen comrades in Roscommon, persuaded them to leave and follow us. By Friday we will see our low, dark hills, aim to reach the foothills by midnight, and be safe, free, back home by Sunday.